ஓமக்கான திமிநாந்தஸ்வா ஜனாஞ்சன ஸ்லாபயா சக்ஷோருமிதம் ஏன தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குரவே நம. நாம சிரேஷ்டங் மனுமபி சசி புத்திரமத்ர ஸ்வரூபம் ரூபங் தஸ்யாகுரஜ முழுபுரிங் மாதுரிங் கோஷ்டபாட்டின் ராதா குண்டங் கிரிவர மகோ ராதிகா மாதவாசாங் பிராப்து ஜஷ்ய பிரசித கிருபயா ஸ்ரீ குரு தங் நதோஸ்மி வஞ்சா கல்பதருப்பச்ச கிருபா சிந்து பைவச்ச பதிதானாங் பாவனி போ வைஷ்ணவி போ நமோ நமோ. ஜாய் ஓம் விஷ்ணு வாசல பக்தி ரொக்க ஸ்ரீதா தேவ சுவாமி மகாராஜ் கீ ஜா. All the devotees are very happy here. We are seeing, yeah, like a child, they are playing this football. But they are not considering. They are becoming old day by day. It is very happy news.
And also she
present
for
Param Guru, and I shall give her some. Yes, you are happy, then I am happy. For the happiness of the devotees, Krishna given that opportunity to meet together here in this Govinda Dham. Sri Govinda is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In His name, this Govinda Dham manifested. It is very good. In Brahma Sangita, we can see Ishara Parama Krishna Satchida Ananda Vigraha. Very nice sloka. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. His name is Krishna, and His form is transcendental, Satchidananda Vigraha, and specially full of ecstasy, full of joy, full of charm, beauty, love, everything within Him, and it is spreaded whole transcendental world, and shadow also come in this world. That And He is the all creation's creator. This way, Brahma Sangita given identification. We cannot actually identify wholly and perfectly to our Lord. That is how much we can know. Brahma Himself, 2-3 times He is defeated by illusion of Krishna. And many times Brahma confess it, many where in Srimad Bhagavatam also. Brahma said, Janantu eva janantu king bahuktyano me prahu Sarira manasa vacha vaibhavam tava gochara. Who will say, I know you? He can say, but by mind, by form, and by my speech, I cannot get the end of your holy, divine form. I have not seen. Actually, it was the Brahma's confess when Krishna playing with the Brajavalak and playing with the cows and cowherd boys and also cough. Brahma thinking, yeah, really he is my creator, which is my creator playing with cowherd boy. And in this Dham Vrindavan, here is no Aisharja. Majesty opulences here is not present. And he is living in that highest transcendental abode, which way he is here. Brahma was mohita. Then he tested, he is really my creator or not. And when he has seen, he cannot see end of his creator, he surrendered to Krishna and told, who will tell, I know your glories, he can tell. But I am not seeing your glories, actually. It is endless. What can I say? And Krishna bestowed his mercy to Brahma again. That Govinda stop in Brahma Sanghita. Not so big, only fifth chapter we have got by the grace of Srimad Mahaprabhu. It is 100 chapters. But where is that we do not know, but fifth chapters and Brahma Sanghita reading in South India, some Brahmins, Mahaprabhu, after hearing that, he is thinking my whole preaching conception inside there. Then he taken that fifth chapters only and given to the devotees. Mahaprabhu himself not composed anything. Only when he was very much intoxicated with Krishna prema, that time he told some slokas, his own composition sloka, 8th sloka, you know, that name is Sikkhashtakam. And another 2-3 slokas in the name of Mahaprabhu we can see. And when he given that Brahma Sanghita to the devotees, they was very happy. Mahaprabhu accepted and satisfied with that Brahma Sanghita, 5th chapter. And that is his preaching, and we are also following that. And another book also Mahaprabhu collected from South India. That book's name is Sri Krishna Karnamritam. It's written by Thakur Billa Mangal. Billa Mangal Thakur was very exclusive, very much exclusive devotional line. But before he not was like that, he shown his first times. Before Billa Mangal was a Brahmin but attached with some prostitute named Chintamani. But one day Billa Mangal was so much attracted mentally, and that day was very cloudy and storm and rainy day, but night he can stay his house and went to meet with that girl. But in the Krishna Venna, that river, he cannot cross, necessary to cross the river. And no one boatman was there at night 10, 11 o'clock. But he must go. He is thinking, which way I shall go? He jumped in the river. And swimming he will cross that very big river. But there was one dead body, and he do not know it is dead body. He taken dead body and gone. And in the house of that girl that was big compound wall, he cannot cross that compound wall, and seeing in the wall one rope, and taking help of the rope, he jumped. But that was not rope, that was one snake. This is, he was unconscious through his illusion. And he, nothing can check him. Then finally, when he fall down other side, inside of that compound, then some sound hearing, that Chintamani thinking, some sound of a man who is inside come, you see, and Chintamani's sakhis, they come and see the Brahmin. And that Brahmin, seeing that Brahmin, they told to Chintamani, and in the body of Brahmin there's this the dead body smell coming. They washed him and giving some clothes and told, "Oh Brahmin, how much attachment you have for me. But if it is you will give for your Lord Krishna, you will get super benefit of your life. You've given your life for me. Today you may die, but you not consider that. You come to me. It is miracle for me, and I am thinking how much I am also sinful. I consider myself as a too much sinner. And you also what done, that is very miracle things. But your attachment too much for me, that attachment you can offer to your Lord. You are a Brahmin. You give to Krishna that attachment." And Brahmin also have got some consciousness. "Oh, it is true. This prostitute what said, it is not within my consciousness." And he was very shy. Then he also promised, "From this day I shall not do, not to be attached. I shall give up myself in the lotus feet of Krishna." And that Chintamani also thinks, "I have done so much sinful work in my life, and from this day I shall leave this business." This way both was very much enlightened by Krishna consciousness, and spent their night, and Billa Mangal gone out. Then he went to meet with the sadhu, and that time he have got association. He have seen Somogiri and taken sannyas from Somogiri. And his book, Sri Krishna Karnamritam, when he composed, that time he praised the Chintamani and Somogiri both. "Chintamani jayati Somogiri gurur me sikha gurushcha bhagavan sikhipincha mauli yat pada kalapataru pallava shekharesu leela sayambara rasanglavati jayasri." Hearing this type of sloka, Mahaprabhu was so much intoxicated. It is not possible to compose by an ordinary man. No doubt he is great devotee of Krishna. And one after one sloka, when Mahaprabhu reading, he is getting so much mood of intoxication. Devotional mood of intoxication. That way, Mahaprabhu himself, when heard that Krishna Karnamrita book, he told, "This is my, all this, my heart expression I am seeing in this book. And glorification of Krishna, there is so much glorification in the line of paramour love. And seeing that, he was very happy and he took that book, copy, and but from South India. And there is so many exalted slokas, glorification of Krishna, and feelings in the paramour love, many slokas inside there. And finally, Billu Mangal's expression in that book was very very much appreciable. Bhakti stai sthiradara bhagavan yadishyat daivena na phalati dibba kishura murte murti mukti swayang mukulitanjali sevate sman dharmartha kamagataya samaya pratikha. Through his life he have got much experience and shown as a sadhak which way will get siddhi, and after siddhi also what time will, what disturbance can come to him, and later which way he will cross over that life also, and finally which way he will get the service to Krishna. Everything his life showing to us, Billu Mangal's character. And this sloka he expressed, O Lord, if your devotion living little bit within us, then we are getting all the siddhis. What English? I do not know siddhi. All the perfection and all the good qualities, even liberation, the mukti, folded hand waiting for us, for service. And this is the glories of your devotion. I cannot express the sloka meanings, no doubt, but substance is this. Dharma, artha, kama, mukha, what is very essential for this mundane life and liberation. Everything waiting for us if we have the devotion to Krishna, but devotee not taking that. Devotee avoiding that. Even the religion, even wealth, their desires and liberation, all keeping far from their practicing area. And they are practicing exclusively Krishna consciousness with wholeheartedly, with full affectionate heart, devotional mood. And this is his final expression of that book. But he was a great pandit and too much qualified in Sanskrit language. Another many slokas still is very hard to translate. And there is so much wealth of language. Maharashtra Agnu Madhura Dhuti Mandalagnu Madhurja Meva Numano Nayana Amritagnu Benu Mirjonu Mama Jeevita Vallavonu Krishna Yama Buddhati Mama Lochanaya. Like this, look at that. Pallavaruna Pani Pankajab Sangi Benu Rabakulam Pulla patala patali paribadi padu saruruham pulla pushkara vishpurutkara pallavam Daivatanga praja durlabhanga bhaja vallabhikula vallabham. Like that. Very sound, meter, everything is very sweet. I not read actually that book, but I was proofreader. That time when Guru Maharaj publishing this book, that time I was very young, 47 maybe, 48. I cannot remember, 1947 or 1948. That time I was not Pandit, but copy holder. And Dr. Shastri, you know many. Dr. Shastri was proofreader. And that time, through proofreading, I memorized this whole book. But when time will come, we can discuss about that devotional mood of the devotees, what is inside of the book of Sri Krishna called Namatam. But no doubt it is extremely paramount devotional mood existing in that book. That Mahaprabhu taken two books from South India and given in the hand of his devotee. And after getting that books, all the devotees was very happy. Mahaprabhu not compose any book. But when they have got from the hand of Srimad Mahaprabhu, they was very happy. And all devotee taken copy of that book. Now it is published. We also published that book. But we are not distributing to everybody. Some qualified person, when they are asking, we are giving that book to them. Actually, qualification is the pure submission and devotion, unalloyed devotion. That is the qualification. And under guidance of some expert, if we will read, we have no fear from sahajyaism or anything. Otherwise, we cannot understand and we will go to the garbage of sahajyaism. For that it is restricted. But Brahma Sangita, it is very nice book for everyone. Anyone can read this book. And Srila Swami Maharaj, I know, he organized Brahma Sangita very widely. When I was in Hawaii first time, and in America and other countries, I have seen many devotees, they memorize the Brahma Sangita and they know better than me that Brahma Sangita. Chintamani ki prakara sadama sukalpa vrikha laksabhrite susura bhira vipalayantam Lakshmi sahasra sata sambhrama sebhamanam govindamadi purusam tamaham bhajami. As a Krishna act of his rupa varnana ache. Alula chandra kala sadvana malla vangsi. Very nice, sweet slok. Alula chandra kala sadvana malla vangsi. Ratnangadag pranakeli kalabilasam syamang tribhanga lalitam niyata prakasham. This is Govindam. Adipurusham tamaham bhajami. Alula chandra kalasat, his garland, there was one jewel. And garland is the flower garland. Banamala, collected from the jungle, forest of Vrindavan. So many nice, nice flowers. And gopis are making garland for their dear most dear most Dear Muslim, lover, Lord, and they are putting some Chandrak. Chandraka means the Mayur, peacock's feather
as a locket.
Chandraka Lasat Banamalla Vangsi and Ratananga Dangapanaya Keli Kalavilasam Shyamang Trivangalalitam Niyata Prakasam. He always effulgent his manifestation everywhere, and he have the flute, that is his weapon. He can attract to anyone through the sound of flute, Bhangshidhani. Rupa Goswami Prabhu and other Goswamis also, and many higher it is expressed. Yeah, Bhangshidhani, power of Bhangshidhani is the original of all the mantram, Guru Maharaj said. You have seen our logo of Chaitanya Saraswati Math. I put it there, that Guru Maharaj's expression about Bhangshidhani. Gayatri Muralista Kirtana Dhanang Radha Padang Dhimahi. That's coming from the flute of Krishna. Our temple also, when finished, then I proposed to Guru Maharaj, you can put their Bhangshi in the top. And Guru Maharaj happily accepted, yes. Then there is chakra and middle, there on Bhangshi. I put it. After that, many moth, they taken this symbol. But first symbol come out from Guru Maharaj's moth. Gayatri Muralista Kirtana Dhanang Radha Padam Dhimai Mahadestas Savitur Barinna Vihitam Ketragya Sebhatakam Bhargo Vai Vishabhanu Jatma Vibhavai Karadhana Sripuram. Arpare Devasya Dhuti Sundarai Kapurusha Saradha Di Preshina Gayatri Muralista Kirtana Dhanang Radha Padam Dhimai. Two things Guru Maharaj has given. It's no higher. They express like this in the scriptures. Only we heard from Guru Maharaj, Srila Jiva Goswami given that type of something idea. But where is that? Guru Maharaj also cannot trace it. He heard. But later he himself composed it and given to everybody, and everyone is very happy to hear that. Yeah. Actually, first when we will give sound to our flute, first sound come, oh, and that's come out from Bhangshidhani. And inside of the om, everything. And that manifestation several way. Santo, Dasya, Chakka, Vatsalya and Madhura Ras. Five kind of relationship with our Lord, and who is existing in that plane, he is getting good nourishment through the sound of Bhangshi. Yashoda sunaya bani nonidema bale hoilo gosther bela sunaye rakhale. Mother Yashoda hearing that flute sound, oh mother, I am very hungry, give me food. Give me the butter. He was very attached with butter. And they are churning the butter and Krishna stealing that. That sloka also of Mahaprabhu's composition. Someone Guru Maharaj giving that sloka also in Prapanna Yonamrita, is it? Madhyadhivatane ninadai staktanidra prabhate nivritavadamagharang vallavinang pravishta mukhakamala samirai rasunir batpadipani kavalita nivonita patuvang balakrishna. That child Krishna, save us. What kind of child Krishna? The churning sound of the yogurt, and gopis are collecting from there some butter and keeping in a pot, and sound given waken up, no? What English? Yes.
Woke him up. He woke up hearing the sound of the churning.
He woke up hearing the sound of churning, and immediate his nature for stealing. You will give him that is no value. Also, we relish this. If we have 5 paise or 10 paise, and Guru Maharaj do not know that, that is real paise for me. And Guru Maharaj may give 1 rupee or 5 rupees, that is not my paise. That is Guru Maharaj's money. And anyway, we will give account or not. But we are always conscious, this is Guru Maharaj's money. But if we have 5 paise, that is our paise. We can use it as our own satisfaction. And Guru Maharaj is relishing with that. Anyhow, Krishna wake up and immediate thinking, which I shall steal the butter. And Nivritavada Magaranga Ballabinang Pravishta. And he have some Nupur.
Uncle Bell.
And Uncle Bell sound giving. And he taken in one hand the Uncle Bell and going this way. And there was some candle. And through his mouth air, he's blowing out that candle. And dark come, and in the meantime he taken some the butter from that pot and ran away. That Krishna give nourishment to us. This is the prayer of this sloka. Dadhimatana ninadai taktanidra prabhate nivritapada magarang, very slowly and wisely. Not sound will come through Uncle Bell. Ballabina, where gopi, they are churning, went and suddenly blow air to light, and light gone off and taken the makhan, the butter, and gone away. And gopi is thinking, oh, the wind come and make dark. But that was the nature of Krishna. This sloka also composed by Mahaprabhu. Nivritavada magarang vallavinang pravista mukha kamala samirai asu nirbatpa dipan kabalita navanita patumang bala Krishna. That bala Krishna, the child Krishna, save us. This is the meaning. The Govinda, his flute, always with him. He is not leaving flute. When he is sleeping, that time also keeping flute with him. And flutes of varieties of size also. It's given by Rupa Goswami Prabhu. Some is Benu, some is Murali. Name different type of name. And their size, everything given. That Krishna's pastime is so madhur, sweet, sweeter than sweet. And Brahma Sangita given that pastime something. And what given that, I think so, it is sufficient, not necessary to give more. This is sufficient. If you are enlightened with that consciousness, that knowledge, you must get everything through Brahma Sangita. Only 26 slokas, is it, Maharaj? 62. Total is 62, and 26 is that stop. Lord Brahma's stop, 26 slokas. And they are all home of the transcendental universe of Krishna, what called Goloka, Vrindavan, Shetadip, Vaikuntha, everything included there. And expression of the Goloka Vrindavan more sweeter in Brahma Sangita we can see, but very gist form, Sriya Kanta Kanta Paramapurusa Kalpataro Bodhruma Bhumishchinta Mani Ganamai Toyam Amritam Kathaganam Nattam Gamanam Apibangsi Priyasakhi. This way expression we can see Sriya Kanta, all the dear gopis, they are all like Lakshmi Devi, powerful. But that power you cannot see in their behavior, or only their beauty showing that. Sri Akkanta, Mahalakshmi, she is so beautiful, no doubt, all the wealth within her. And all the gopis like that, beautiful. Sri Akkanta, Akanta, Param, but Krishna is enjoyed there. Everyone serving Krishna with five kind of ecstasy, mood of ecstasy, devotional mood of ecstasy, five kind of devotional mood of ecstasy. They are all serving Krishna. Mother Yashoda, Father Nanda Maharaj, all serving Krishna. The boys, friend, they are serving, girls, serving, friend, they all of Krishna. From junior to senior, everyone serving Krishna. Even Brahmins are there in Vrindavan. Their whole family attracted by Krishna's flute and Krishna's beauty, and they join in the service to Krishna. They shown that Jagopatni first times of Krishna at Leela. Kanta Paramapurusa, he is enjoyer. Playing with the Brajabalak, playing with cowherd boy, they are defeating Krishna, and sometimes Krishna defeating them. But all like same position. Here Krishna is not crossing the mood of devotion of the cowherd boy.
As equals.
They are eating the fruits, jungle, there are so many fruits, nice. Eating the fruits, and they are thinking this is best. And tasting and giving to the Krishna. Krishna eating from their hand. We are thinking it is remnants, but not it is remnants. They are love. What Krishna eating? Krishna eating love. In Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said, Patrang Puspang Phalang Toyam Joime Bhakta Purjachati Tadahang Bhaktuparhittam Asnami. I am eating. Patram maybe, that's also I am eating. Puspam, that I am eating. Phalam Toyam, that is his stomach, no, he have no stomach problem, at least. Then everything he can digest, but necessary to keep with full devotional mood, with full devotion. Bhaktya Purjachati, with full devotion, what they are giving, he is eating himself. Then Brajavalak, Brajagopi, they are cooking for Krishna, they are making for many things for Krishna. They are all, Krishna is the center of their life. And they are worshipping Krishna as their friend, worshipping Krishna as their lover, worshipping Krishna as their son. Krishna's honor, they are always with full affection. And affection is the honor for Krishna. There is no chair, no singhasan, nothing else. Their whole honor merging to the affection, and through whole affection they are worshipping their Lord. Shanta, Dasya, Sukha, Vatsalya and Madhurasa. And they are also for full happiness and full risk of their it is samaji karki, society life, not society, social life. They are also enjoying the paramount lover, as paramount lover is Krishna. Then when I heard this word in English, everything belongs to Krishna, hearing, I was very happy. Our conception, which is very sweet and very simply manifested through our Guru. If we are attached really with the pastimes of Krishna, we must get entrance there happily. And this is the pastimes of Krishna showing in the scriptures also. Sunahe rasiko jan Krishna guna yoga non ananta kahite nahi pare Krishna jagater guru Krishna vancha kalpataru navika se bhava parabare Hare hridaya pirito jare Krishna chikitsako tar bhava roge nasite chatur. Everything, pastimes of Krishna, if we have some attachment with that, more and more it will increase. It not will decrease anyway. But if we are sincere, and if really you want that, we must get it. But not everywhere it is possible to get. Rupa Goswami Prabhu said it. Je Krishna bhakti rasa bhavitamati kriyatam yadi kutopi labhyate. This type of devotional attachment, mental attachment, if anywhere you will see, you must take his association and go to him, give your everything and purchase that attachment from him. It's not very easy to get in this mundane. It is very rare. But that is real life. Then you don't hesitate for that. One homeopathy doctor said me, if you get Dr. Chandrasekhar Kali's book anywhere, If you have no money, you purchase with your wristwatch. One doctor said, when I am studying homeopathy, that time he told, this book is very nice book, Maharaj. If you see somewhere, it is very rare. And that time I remember, the Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita Moti, like that. Kriyatang jodi kuto pilabhate, any cost, by any cost. And that's called Krishna, attachment to the Krishna. And Krishna's quality like that. Krishna, this word, showing that quality. He is attracting all, whole, and giving joy to everyone. Attracting and giving the joy. This is nature of Krishna. Ishvara Parama Krishna. And Brahma Sanghita said, the good and full nourishment you will get through that sloka. Full nourishment. Only this word, using the word, who knows little Sanskrit, little Bengali also, I can say, he will feel good nourishment through that. All word particularly showing some glories of Krishna. Sriyakanta Akanta Paramapuruso Kalpataram. All the trees in Vrindavan, wishing tree. If you want to banana tree, you need 1 glass of water. And if you see the banana tree, he will give you water. Not only fruit, everything can give. Wishing tree.